Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I expect Louisville to win this game.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We do like sports booty around here.
Yeah, that's right. Especially Jack.
And James Strebel.
I've got the booty shaking contest now, big guy. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
I'm the new Vannetti.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Not with that offensive line. They have Kenyatta Goodwin, five-star, can't find the field. Mark Stoops is like, yeah, you know, some guys take time. Michael Gonzalez, not a five-star, was on the field as a true freshman for Louisville. Makai Becton, not a five-star, on the field for Louisville. Jamon Brown, John Miller, on the field, not a five-star.
So you proclaim his career over, Kenyatta Goodwin.
I'm saying Mark Stoops bit the knee to Scott Satterfield yesterday when he said that Kenyatta Goodwin wasn't very good.
Let's go. It's a Tuesday. A bunch to talk about today. NCAA happenings. Oh, goodness. We got a bunch to talk about. And Jack is back today. We welcome Jack Grossman back.
Hello,
I don't
ladies.
Know what he did yesterday. We can dive into that
at
some
Jew
point.
Yesterday. That's what I was.
That's what you were. Well, there you go. Congratulations. I don't know.
Thank
good.
You. Yes.
I don't know. Do I congratulate you? I don't
if
know.
If you want to.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I really want to. So anyway.
Happy New Year, Andy.
No, happy, well, there, yes. Happy New Year. There you go, Jack Grossman. So he's hanging out in the Liquor Barn Studios. I'm in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios. James Strebel will be alongside here in the next 15 minutes or so. And boy, do we have items to talk about. Obviously, we'll continue getting you ready for the games this weekend. Who did they bring up? Deontay Goodwin has become a conversation piece. I really don't want to do that today, but I'm sure we will. I mean, Strebel is going to take it today a couple different ways, Jackie boy. And I'm not sure you even know, both of the items here. One of them's from Mitchell Hannigan, so you know how that goes. So we'll dive into that at some point today. And we may be wide open, may have Justin Jeffries join us in the 4 o'clock hour to talk about the crappy offensive line there at Kentucky. But today is a day. Jack, I know you feel this within your heart. Now, I gotta be honest, and this is where I don't want Jack to be mad at me. I know former producers have loved and have put on for my man Petty Hardaway, okay?
Yeah.
Cooper, obviously. Mitch, for the most part, mostly because he got a couple of guys from John Calipari. And I gotta be honest, I really don't know I can't remember what you think of Penny. You're not anti-Penny.
No, I found it funny. Okay. I found him funny because he annoyed Kentucky.
Yes, so basically the same thing as Mitch, okay? Which makes total sense. But today, we have just one of the more funny days in a long time in a sport that is ran by a bunch of morons, and that's college basketball. If you don't know, remember that whole thing with Memphis and how they snubbed their nose at the NCAA and how they said, we think James Wiseman is eligible. We're going to go ahead and play James Wiseman. Remember that? Remember Penny and the, we're going to move your family here. I'm a booster of Memphis before I'm the coach. We're going to go ahead and we're going to move the family down here. All of that, they got nothing today. The IARP, which UofL is waiting on, don't worry, we'll get to that, said, you're good to go. Petty gets nothing. It doesn't matter that you had four level ones, lack of institutional control, promoting compliance. If you're Penny Hardaway, the NCAA Committee of Infractions said it is time to bury Memphis, and the IARP said we don't believe you. Sit down, NCAA, even though we're kind of NCAA light. Sit down. We're rolling with Memphis basketball.
In fact, I would argue the only thing Memphis did wrong, Andy, was that they shouldn't have stopped playing him after the 69 minutes. They should have played him the whole damn year.
They should have just kept, they should have just kept playing him, and their season obviously would have been different. So I think there are a number of things that go into this that are awesome, that are funny, that potentially that we can use as data towards U of L's hearing, result potentially. And obviously, the Memphis thing wasn't the FBI thing like Auburn and Louisville and Kansas, and we understand that. It's not apples to apples, it's apples to oranges. But today, we need to sit back and we need to laugh that through the years of Penny's going to get crushed, Memphis is going to get crushed, they snubbed their nose. And listen, I'm not even saying like I'm not part of that. I just like Penny because he had swag. And guess what? Totally exonerated. Oh, yeah, we'll take, here's a $5,000 fine in a couple years probation. I mean, it's awesome. It's hilarious. Don't never play that again. That is a Nick Valvano sounder that if I could take that, Jack, and if I could burn it, I would. Okay? I hate that sounder just about worse than anything. And so that's what's going on here. It also makes me believe, and I know Jack and I both listen to the Eye on College Basketball, Norlander and Parrish on CBS Sports. Listen to their podcast. I'm probably 75% done. We can play some sound from that today. So I want to get to some of the things they were refreshing me, what happened with Memphis and everything else. But I think it is fair now that it's down to where? U of L and Arizona probably? Louisville and Arizona? And Kansas? I mean, that's who we're waiting for. But they talked about it, Jack, specifically who's next. They put on there who they think is next.
And they said it might be Louisville.
They think it might be Louisville next. So I think a part of this is, now that some of the Memphis stuff is out of the way, that this now opens it up to, okay, who is next in line? Everyone moves up in line like we're sitting here waiting or something, okay? And Louisville, we don't know, could very well be next. LSU hasn't had their hearing, so it's not going to be them. So Louisville, there is a possibility, given they have had their ruling around the same time as Memphis, that they could be next. That matters. Like, it could be Friday. It could be next week. It could be a week after. You know, trying to put a time frame on these things would be silly. If you want to text in, by the way, 437-9680. So I think we are on IARP watch. I think that is number one. I think number two, what I find to be so interesting is just how the IARP went out of its way to back Memphis and Penny. Jack, I don't know how, I know you've been obsessed with this. I mean, the normal person hasn't been following this, right? I mean, the normal person driving around Streebles, hasn't been following this. But just so you remember, like, Memphis and Penny Hardaway, Penny was a coach not at Memphis, in high school there. And he was a booster for Memphis, the basketball team, the college team that he coaches now. And he paid Dane Wiseman's family to move down there, so he could coach him in high school, and ultimately knew he was going to get the Memphis job. Like, you guys remember that. And they basically, the IARP today said, well, since Penny does so much with his money, this was just like anything else. James Wiseman was just like anybody else. Penny's been giving his money around the city of Memphis for years. That's why Louisville is not apples to apples. that they're not dealing with a figure like that. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And then the IARP says, and Jack, you had to love this. Well, the school didn't really let him know that Wiseman could be ineligible. Imagine today if one of the four local coaches was like, yeah, I don't know if he's eligible. Yeah, Kenny Payne. I don't know if Jalen Withers is eligible. I have no idea. I don't even. I have no idea who's going to be eligible. Yeah, I'm going to say Steven Enoch. I have no idea why. Yeah, Sidney Curtis, he's going to be ready for Virginia on Tuesday. Nah, I don't know. I don't really put up with. I don't really pay attention to eligibility issues within the team. Cal will lie to us. He does it all the time. Well, I haven't seen him. Well, you know, I'm not really worried about eligibility. Scott Satterfield. Yeah, we'll see. You know, I don't really know. Whatever the school says. We'll see if Levis plays. I mean, it's just it's amazing. And so, I mean, the great lawyers for Memphis won the day. They said, oh, yeah, well, Wiseman got money. That's because Penny, he's
filibustering?
No, not filibustering.
Yeah.
Oh, the what they called Penny. Philanthropy.
Yes, there we go.
I cannot say that word. So it's an awesome story as it comes down today with the IARP. It's a total win. Like, I have buddies in Memphis listening to some of their sports talk radio, listening to Parrish, who has been there, and they're stunned. I mean, they're absolutely stunned. They didn't think it was going to be this. I mean, they were bracing, and so now they can go make the NCAA tournament. They probably won't because Penny's been a bum there for the most part on the floor, but he is a beloved figure there, and because of him giving money, that means the Wiseman thing, not a big deal. In fact, you know what, university, it's on you. You need to educate your boosters better. How about that? You need to educate your coach better if he's going to play someone who might be ineligible in a game. How about that? Penny Hardaway, zero game suspension. And so that is the basis of what happened today. 437-9680. The question then arises, what does this mean for others who are in the IARP chain awaiting their fate? Because this is how it's going to happen. The night before, the morning of. I mean, didn't we get this the morning of? 8 o'clock today?
We did.
Something like that. 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30, something like that. Like, and a couple hours, it's coming down. That's what I expect, quite frankly. Night before, day of, hey, you know, Jack, it's going to be one of those days where you're going to have a good show planned. I mean, it's going to be a head coach.
It's going to be a good show planned, and I'm going to be running like three shows that day.
Yeah, and then it's going to turn into hell. Yep. And then it's going to turn into hell. And so if it exists,
going to happen? Pat's off next Thursday and Friday. That's what's going to happen.
Boom. Yep. And you know what? Pat will want to be on the air more than anybody.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Cardinal Pat will be ready. And so the question is going to be out there. What does it mean for Louisville? Is it good news for Louisville? Is it bad news for Louisville? What is it? And unfortunately, the answer is, oh, we don't know. The answer is a maybe. The answer is wishy-washy. But I'll say this. There's a good and a bad with what we have seen today and what we have seen as a thinking, whether it be the Committee of Infractions or the IARP. And that is this. We have seen at least a modicum of grace. Grace. Gratitude. Let's start there. A little Mitch Barnhart on a Tuesday on the take. A little grace. And we have seen that rather recently. And the best part about all of this, the best part, and we'll get more into Louisville, is that a lot of these schools with the FBI, including Louisville, including Kansas, including Auburn and South Carolina, a lot of these coaches that got busted, y'all could have penalized the school and not had it take more than 5 bleeping years. And within that 5 years, the floor under the NCAA shifted. And they went from, yeah, they're the bad guy, they're the parent, they're the boss, they're the authority figure, to like, hate, despise, we're going to leave you and things are going to bleeping change. And so while all of these universities, and let's use U of L, who has been made fun of because of back-to-back issues, and because of Rick Pitino, and because of Bobby Petrino, I don't need to go through everything, the instability that they want bad, that because of all of that, they've been laughed at the most. There was a yearning to punish. There was a yearning to punish, and it's taken so many damn years for some of these, and Louisville more than 5 years. It's ridiculous that they played themselves right out of the game if you're the NCAA. Then, Jack, they outsourced it to the IARP, and the IARP's coming back and saying, yo, Committee of Infractions, NCAA, y'all are bums. Y'all wanted to get Penny in Memphis for lack of institutional control. I'm going to give him a probation and a $5,000 fine. And if my man can go make the NCAA tournament, boom, he's going to go make the NCAA tournament. Now what? We ain't punishing, in some of these cases, we ain't punishing the kids that are there. Now, Matt Norlander on CBS Sports asked Hugh Frazier, who is the spokesman, the leader, I don't know, what is he, Jack? I don't know. He's the guy answering questions, who was the leader in, you know this, okay, with the IARP. And basically what he said.
I remember talking to Senator McConnell, the leader.
He told Norlander, quote, our intention when, you know, mentioning Louisville, LSU, Arizona, Kansas. Our intention was to impact those with greater culpability. The panel was intentional in not prescribing penalties that would have an impact on current student athletes. He did say, and so that got retweeted, and I retweeted it myself. Okay, well, that's not bad. Hey, look at that. Look at that. We don't want to punish the kids that are there now. Why would you? Again, it's been more than 5 years. Again, it's been, there's kids right now. They're like 12 years old. That Kenny Payne is trying to get on campus. Of course, it's ridiculous. A lot of Louisville fans saw that. Thought, okay, that's good news. He did say, though, after that, keep reading Matt Norlander, that it's not going to be with every case. Now, what good do I pull from that? Well, I pull from that that's now on the table. It felt like with the Committee of Infractions, there was no such thing as grace on the table. That's how I view it, at least. There's not a lot of grace on the table. And now that is at least an option. And so as we try to gather the data in the nuggets of what the IARP thinks, what they've done, what they've not done, the things they've, you know, the punishments that they've handed out, at least we can see that leniency is something that is an option and can be used. Will Louisville receive that grace? Will Louisville receive that leniency? I do not know. I can understand. And that has been the prevalent notion today on Twitter. And I get it. The negativity that's there that, well, they'll still get Louisville. They're not going to get Penny. And again, I'll reiterate what I said at 303. They let Memphis basketball off the hook. The place that had a Final Four vacated. They let them off the hook. I mean, Memphis, they took them to court. They laughed and they said, we're playing James Wiseman against bums. I mean, was it like South Carolina State or something, Jack? It wasn't like they, yeah. It wasn't good. No, they weren't playing, you know, Duke, Kentucky, and Alabama back to back to back. And so there's a lot that goes into this. There is just a lot that goes into this. The answer is maybe. The good part is the leniency. The bad part is that I feel like, you know how you make a checklist and you make a to-do list. And a lot of times, if you have 10 things, you know, there's, you know, maybe three, four of those things that are more difficult tasks that are going to take some time. And there are some people that start with those things at 8 a.m. or whenever in the day. And there's some people that knock out some of the easier ones first. And I feel like thus far, the IARP, that's almost maybe how they've acted. Is that they've done that? I mean, now they have the big ones. I mean, let's be honest. You have Arizona, who had to run Sean Miller. You had Louisville, who's just an absolute mess. You have Kansas, who's put it in your face, right? And who's come back and done some penalties, some self-inflicted penalties here recently. Bill Self was off the recruiting trail. We remember that during the summer, Peach Jam and everything else. Whatever the Adidas event there was, Jack, I can't remember.
The Adidas version of the Peach Jam.
Yeah, whatever that is. The strawberry jam. You like that? I mean, I don't know what it is.
What about the blueberry jam?
Yeah, the blueberry jam. So, those are the main ones. I mean, those are the main ones. Then LSU, which is just the cherry on top. I mean, these are the biggies right here. When people say, well, you know, that FBI thing and the battles with the NCAA and IARP, they're not remembering, hey, what did Creighton, South Carolina do? Now, the other thing here, and I've seen Jeff Goodman and others say, you know, Oklahoma State got the one-year postseason ban. I do think, and they were involved in the, it was FBI stuff, right? Oklahoma State.
Yeah, but they went committee of infractions.
They went committee of infractions, and they got smoked. And, you know, NC State went IARP. They got 1 year probation and a couple scholarships, and they vacated the wins by that slime bucket Godfrey, who we love, but he is a slime bucket. Memphis, IARP, $5,000 fine. Put you on probation for 3 years. Nothing for the coach. Nothing for Penny Hardaway. I don't know. It's just interesting. I mean, go through these. They're interesting. Even the lesser one, South Carolina, Alabama, USC, Jack, they went committee of infractions and they all got the same thing, 2 year probation, $5,000 fine. And so I kind of feel like the lightweights are out of the way. I think for me, for me, the heavyweights, like who headlined Louder Than Life in Bourbon and Beyond. Kiss. Pearl Jam was out there. Kiss was out there. Slipknot was out there. Red Hot Chili Peppers were out there. Whoever is a headliner. Oh, you got like four headlining cases coming. But you always need an opener, right, Jack? You need an opener. That was Memphis because everyone knows, it's Memphis. You know, it's whatever. It's Penny. It's Cal's been there. It's whatever. It's Memphis. And so I don't know. We'll see. The leniency is there. I found that to be interesting. It's not apples to apples, obviously, but it adds a piece of data to all of this. And I found it interesting, Jack. So what do you make of all this nonsense?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's mildly surprising, yet also not surprising at all that Memphis got completely left off. they got away with it. I mean, they're getting nothing. And
they totally got away with it.
Yeah, my number one thing, what I told you earlier, the only mistake Memphis made was they should have shoved it in their face even more and blamed James Wiseman the whole damn season.
And the NCAA did it to themselves.
Yeah, we talk about all the time with like Louisville and you know Mike Pratt always used to say that the punishment for Louisville's ended up being the 5 years of purgatory.
Yeah, he might be right.
For Memphis, the punishment was that they pulled James Wiseman out and didn't play him at all. That was their punishment because that was a team
could
that
have
went
been a
from
magical season,
a top 10, top 15 team to an NIT squad. Like that's two very different things. So Memphis still didn't get away scot-free, even though the NCAA didn't punish them at all. They still had James Wiseman that did not play that full season. But when it comes to Louisville, I know Norlander and Paris said it on their podcast earlier, and we've seen different quotes about how it's not apples to apples, it's more apples to oranges and all those things. But you can't look at this Memphis case, and you can't look at NC State with the IRP as well, and not come away feeling better about your situation.
I agree.
For Louisville.
In fact, I would say when you couple these, and Memphis holds more weight than NC State, in my opinion, and I think
they're
in Louisville
different fans'
mind. Yeah, I think they do.
NC State was actually the FBI case, which does make it different as well.
No, it does. It's just, I guess when you see people like, oh yeah, NCAA stuff. Hey, it's Memphis. How about that? I think you combine that with what you're saying in the NC State stuff. It's probably, Jack, the first time where I actually feel like Louisville gets off easy.
Yeah. And you know, we're like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Getting close to maybe finally ending this, going back to the Tina Powell stuff, a 7-year-long journey of nothing.
And the NCAA did it to themselves. Everything taking so long, and then ultimately in the end, if they pass it off to the IARP, everyone, yeah, Texter says yearning to punish needs to be the name of the hour. They were. Everyone wanted the punishment. We wanted the cheaters caught, and now nobody cares. We all moved on. And everyone, we're like, NCAA's like,
they
hey,
became a laughing stock.
Yeah, why do you guys hate us? You wanted us to punish Will Wade. You wanted us to punish Louisville. They were cheaters. Yes. They had strippers in the dorm. And in the end, everyone's like, yeah, we've moved on. Now we back them. Now we back Bill Self in Louisville. We don't back the NCAA and the IARP. I mean, the IARP, Jack, telling the committee of totally disagreeing with the committee of infractions is not something that goes on.
That was not supposed to be what happened when the IARP was formed.
That's not what we thought. Yeah. That's not what we thought. And again, the IARP, for people that don't remember, you know, they're the punishers now. Or you could go the committee of infractions. And
That's another thing worth bringing up, that Louisville chose to go the IARP route instead of the committee of infractions.
Well,
but it's still a choice that they still, even though everyone expected it, that they did make. And they could end up, if they get a similar ruling to what Memphis and NC State got, compared to, you know, what happened with Oklahoma State, that could be a really critical and really, really smart, but easy move from them.
Yeah. We don't know what is going to happen with any of this. We understand that. We're just trying to gather any data that we can from this group of people. And, I mean, right now, if you're a Louisville fan, you look at this and you say there are a couple data points, and Louisville is different.
Absolutely.
We
because
understand.
Of the probation and because of Katina Powell.
But here's the thing. I feel like even if they get punished more than everybody else, the punishment from the IARP is going to be less than from the Committee of Infractions. You would agree with that, right? Would you agree with that? Like in the end. Hello?
Yeah.
Jack, we got you there.
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I lost you there. I don't know what happened. Did I go out?
No.
Did I drop out? I couldn't hear you.
No, I'm here. That was bizarre.
I wanted to take a break. Were you talking?
No, I was letting you talk. Did you ask me a question?
Okay, never mind. Was Nick talking to you? Was someone talking to you during the show?
There was an email from Salzman about the remotes later in the week.
Okay, so we were reading an email, and then I went to you. Look at Strebel. Boy, you got to be hot, big boy. You got that sweatshirt wrapped up? I mean, you got to be hot. Take that off. You
not
got a shirt on under that or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I'm not
you
hot sure? at all. Yeah.
You got to be.
No, it's not. It's 70 you feel degrees good? Outside. It feels. This is perfect. This is the perfect weather for this kind of shirt. A little quarter zip action.
Let's see here. Texter says it will be Louisville's luck. The NCAA will take over the IARP and hammer us for good. Texter says, so the IARP thinks it's okay for boosters to give players money. No. They think it's okay for Penny Hardaway to give money because he's always given money.
Yeah.
It's a very different distinction.
Yes.
That is a distinction. No. He gives out so much money that James Wiseman was just reaping the benefits that many other student athletes have reaped the benefits of with the very, my man, the benevolent one, Penny Hardaway. Look at that. Look at Penny.
Yeah, he's still not getting guys and being a bum as a coach.
This is his biggest win.
This is his biggest win. I agree 100%.
This is the biggest win.
This is his mark on the legacy at Memphis. Is him is not getting Memphis in trouble.
Of him cheating.
And not getting Memphis in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
So far, that's his biggest accomplishment, which is a pretty good accomplishment, really.
Texas says Memphis had 4 level 1 violations. We have no coach or staffer, even in the damn administration side of things, for us to get hammered. We're going to be fine. They had 4 level 1 violations.
I think Louisville's getting off completely. Like, not completely, but I think it'll fall along these lines. I really do.
Well, I don't disagree.
I think they're just like, we just want to dissolve and be done. So here's a probation. Here's some money. Next up, let's go. I mean, they're now like flying through these.
Texas says, waiting. Does Jack get January 1st off? No, he'll be hosting shows. Why would he get January 1st off? Yeah. He celebrated New Year.
It was the Jewish
yesterday.
New Year yesterday.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it was.
This is the regular old New Year January 1st.
Yeah, he'll be doing a UK pregame show for the Sugar Bowl.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Sugar Bowl with me and Ince, Jack. You ready for that?
I'll be doing U of O UK pregame on the other channel.
Oh, yeah, that's the
same day. They're both New Year's Eve. Sugar Bowl and UVA.
Sugar Bowl
you're right,
is.
You're
right.
It's New Year's Eve. That's going to be a packed day around here. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, Kentucky's not making
the
Sugar Bowl.
No, they're not going to the Sugar Bowl. But they still could make a New Year's. I mean, what? The last two or three bowls have been New Year's Eve bowls for UK. So I'm fully expecting to be doing double time that day.
Double time.
Double time. Football and basketball. It's going to be a marathon.
Let me pose this question. If UVA does get off from the NCAA, how do Kentucky fans feel about that?
Why don't we answer that after the break?
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Strebel will answer that after the break. He's all bundled up today.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
It's 50 degrees when I left the house.
It's just brutal. Yeah, it's brutal in the morning.
I did. I walked out with short sleeves, and I ran back in and got this. I was like, I can't do this right now. So I put the – but, no, I've been actually comfortable all day. I'm surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. 437-9680. So we'll keep harping away on this. Jack, during the break, we got to reach out to Justin Jeffries and see what's going on with him.
Uh-oh.
We may need to relive our awkward moment there. I'm still not understanding what happened. Jack just said John Salzman sent an email. Did you not hear that? You
no, must have
been
walking in.
That
yeah,
must
yeah.
have been when we were walking
yeah,
in.
I was walking
that was
in
when you were walking in. Yeah, I had a major
email.
Brain fart, I think.
Okay,
yes.
I'm just making sure because I thought I disconnected. I'm sitting there going, hello.
Yeah,
What's going on?
Jack's
hello?
Reading email.
I'm listening and an email popped up and it's about the remote that we've been talking about. So I was reading that really quickly and I should have just waited to break to read it.
Yeah.
And
Not a multitasker, Jack. Not a multitasker.
Usually I'm not terrible at it, but yeah, no, not that time. Yeah.
Only if it has Cubs baseball involved playing in the background somewhere.
Right, yeah.
So we can do that as well. Okay, Malik running the football. Keontae Goodwin. We can get to some sound there. Jared Stillman had his Twitter account hacked, and I have an update on it.
Oh, wow. Stillman had his account hacked?
I have talked to Jared Stillman.
Those Russians are everywhere, man.
Yes, they are.
They're getting into everything.
It's a great story.
I can't wait to hear this.
No, it's great. You're gonna love every bit of it.
Good,
so
good.
We'll do all of that. 437-9680. It's The Take, hanging out with you on a Tuesday until 6 o'clock on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Everyone was scared of Penny when he showed, oh my God, Penny Hardaway. And then they found out that he can't coach. Everyone laughed at him. They're still laughing at him. They're going to laugh at Jalen Duren.
Point.
They're going to laugh at Jalen Duren and Monty Bates for going to that used car salesman down in Memphis.
And James Strebel.
Penny's a joke. No one takes him seriously. He hired Larry Brown, Andy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Jack, I got to be honest. That rejoin probably triggers me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're using used car salesman, which is just the lowest form of trash talk. Something that's been used against your coach for so long.
Yeah.
For you then to do it is just, it's disgusting. It makes makes me want to vomit, okay?
At least Cal gets something out of the talent.
And so that triggers me. There was something else about that, but it doesn't matter.
They hired Larry Brown?
While Cal's had Larry Brown around.
He didn't hire him.
Multiple times.
Did he put him on the bench?
Sniffing around, sniffing
Did he put him on the bench?
Sniffing around.
Sniffing
I don't know.
He was in Penny's kitchen. He wasn't even sniffing. He's in the kitchen making the brownies and the cupcakes with him.
He was actually, I ran into Larry Brown.
Did you? I don't like Larry Brown.
Multiple times up in Lexington, like in the facility.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the times it was media day. I remember Mike Pratt being there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I was like, well, they, you know, Louisville was going through their NCAA stuff.
Sure.
Well, it still is.
Still, yeah.
and I was like, well, you guys better get ready.
Yeah, Larry's here.
That's what I told him. I go, you better get ready. Larry's here.
He's a consultant. He was watching practice.
Yeah, consultant. Anyway.
Taking notes.
Well, how you doing, big guy?
I'm doing good. It's good. It's beautiful weather again.
You're having a good day?
Having a good
day. That's all
yes.
that matters.
Yeah, having a good day.
What did you teach about today? Anything interesting?
Oh, yeah. We're preparing for tests, and I'm preparing
standardized
for conferences.
Standardized tests?
No. Like class tests. No, we already took our first standardized test a couple weeks ago.
Already?
So now you take them three times a year. It's called a MAP test because what it does is it follows the students
the progress.
As they
yes.
go. The
we
progress. Under, yes.
We understand
so
MAP,
it's a,
yes.
It's, yeah, that's what it is. So it's a MAP test, and you take it three times a year, fall, winter, spring.
Fall, winter, spring.
Yep, so already took the fall test. We're good there.
You're good to go.
Yes, yes.
What do you think about all this stuff before we bounce around to some other things? What do you think?
I mean, I'm not shocked by it. Like, I know there are some people on Twitter, they're like, I can't believe this, but it's following the IARP pattern. They've been very lenient. They've been, as you said, giving grace when you were talking about it at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. So it didn't shock me. I'm not angered by it. This is what I expected, and this is what I'm expecting when the rules come down for Louisville, Kansas, etc.
Well, that's going to bother you. You hate Bill Self now. We know what you think of U of L.
Yeah,
no,
Penny,
this bothers you.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't
you didn't
bother me.
This. No way.
Yes,
you could.
I did.
You expected it from go to four level ones.
From what we've seen from
absolutely nothing.
From what we've seen to the IARP so far.
For them, totally. Yeah, but you haven't seen that much from the IARP.
They didn't do anything with NC State. I mean, and that's kind of what we've been talking about. I mean, we talked, was it last week or the week before?
Yeah, but
the IARP came out and said, when the IARP came out and said, we are interested in punishing. Not in punishing people.
What did they say now? When was this?
They were not. It was like last week that they had a story where that there it is where they talked about how they're not interested in punishing athletes on the program.
We
got to
stop everything. Is that happening again, Jack?
Why does this
keep happening?
That's the first time it's happened in.
It's been a while.
It happened last week, like late last week.
Well, that wasn't yeah. that wasn't sound. Actually on our computer. That was
yeah.
UK's
that's
computer.
UK, like someone UK. That's UK sound.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was on there.
That wasn't. Push the blame
yeah.
to somebody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yes. For, yeah.
Well, that's nice.
We got to clue in the Petito.
How about that?
Full responsibility to being someone else's fault.
Here's where I disagree with you. I think Memphis to me is the case that chose grace, not before then as much. I mean, they did vacate wins from NC State.
Right.
And, I mean, Penny was, lack of institutional control, and he was the coach.
Oh, I agree.
And they played someone that they knew was ineligible.
I'm not expecting the IRP to do anything.
Okay, well,
I'm just not.
I'll put it this way. Here's what I'll put it.
Yeah.
You need to start a website because you're on a heater. You knew this was going to be nothing. Everybody else is stunned by this.
They said they're not interested in punishing.
Who said that?
The IARP released. It was like in a tweet or something I saw where they said that
had a tweet.
Released,
Jack, can you help me here?
Not them personally, but I forgot. Someone did a story on it, and they were they're not interested in punishing student athletes that were not involved in the infraction.
It was a Norlander tweet.
There's a Norlander tweet. I mean, they said that. So I like with that, I'm like, okay, then I'm not expecting them to do anything.
The tweet is notice to
Jack.
Kansas, Arizona, Louisville, and LSU. Frazier just said this on the Memphis case.
No, that's
case.
Not it. That's not it. No, Strebel's saying this was weeks ago.
It's like last week or the week before. I saw they had a tweet saying that they're interested in punishing, not punishing student athletes that had nothing to do with infractions whenever it happened. So, for me, it's like I'm not surprised by any of this. And, again, NC State, Mark, like you said, he's a slime bucket. He had multiple things.
But,
I mean, he played a player
Strebel,
that also
I gotta,
indicted
hang on, hang on,
Smith.
Hang on.
That,
I hate to do this. I got to find the quote that you're talking about.
I can't find it, Andy. It was last week. What do you want me to do?
It's the basis of your argument.
It is the basis of my argument. So you just
gotta,
have to go with just me saying this is what I saw.
I can't do that.
I know you can't, but it's what you're going to have to do. I can't help that.
I can't do that.
Well, then
you can help that. You can have the quote.
I don't have the quote.
Do you remember who tweeted it?
No, I have no idea. I can't remember who tweeted. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Was it Pat Forty?
Not what Pat Forty.
Was it Norlander?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
You're asking me to have faith right now.
I am.
And I don't have any faith.
Well, that's fine. You don't
me
have
and
to
Limp
have
Bizkit.
Faith. That's
we
fine.
Have no faith.
No, that's, you don't have to have faith. That's
I
fine.
Mean, I'm trying to search. I'm just doing random IARP, not interested in punishing
I don't think you'll
student athletes. Well, I'm just saying because everybody today was stunned that it went from four level ones to nothing.
Now, if it's the NCAA, that's a different story. If it was the NCAA that did that, then I would be stunned. But with the IRP, I have no faith or trust that they're going to do anything other than just let people off because that's been their modus operandi so far. And we already have one example of NC State. Now we have this. Now going forward, I'm not expecting them to do hardly anything with U of L, Kansas, or any of it. I just feel like they want to get out of the business that they're in right now. I don't think I think it was haphazardly put together by the NCAA to try to shove work onto somebody else, and they're not following what the NCAA thought they would. So they're dissolving it and they're moving on. So I just think they're like, here, get these cases out of here, and then we're gone. And we're doing other things going on with our lives, whatever those lives may be.
I'm reading a Tim Sullivan article from December.
It wasn't December.
Herein lies the NCAA's longstanding conundrum. How to prevent abuse without inflicting collateral damage. Penalties should be sufficiently severe to act as a deterrent, but they should not penalize bystanders for the crimes of real culprits. This is Tim Sullivan, obviously.
Okay, yeah.
Striking a balance that serves justice without causing injustice has long been a goal beyond the NCAA's grasp. I thought I have one. Stu Brown.
Stu!
Who is an attorney Stu. Involved in the Louisville case. Says about the NC State case, this hopefully signals an approach by the NCAA to find alternative penalties that do not necessarily include a postseason ban. I hope that is a trend. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but there
be.
You go.
I wish I remembered more. I do. I apologize, but I don't remember exactly what I read. But when I saw it today, I was like, oh, okay. I was like, that seems the way it's okay. going right now.
You're not impressed.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because nothing happened. That nothing happened. I know he cheated. We all know he cheated. The IRP decided to not punish him. So I have no control over that. I could get mad about it.
Yeah, but as Cerebral, you get mad over Jack Harlow.
He affects my life way more than Vinny Hardaway does.
The guys that could pay, cheat, NIL,
sure, yeah.
Okay, and doesn't have to get a lot of guys, but could go up against Cal and get a guy.
He could.
Just got let off the hook. Your biggest rival.
He's not a rival anymore.
No,
that's another thing.
Louisville, if they get lessened or let off the hook, is off the hook. Kansas and Bill Self, off the hook.
I'm more worried about them than Louisville.
As a Kentucky fan,
yeah.
Okay, that... We're wondering if you have any take on that.
I do.
And your
have a take
is, I could get mad, but what am I going to do? I can't control
it. I do have a
take. And you get mad at Jack Harlow.
Yeah, because he affects my life way more than the IRP, because I have to hear about him all the time. But no, the Louisville, my take is this.
Oh, man.
If Louisville gets let off the hook, I don't care. You know, I don't care because they're not a threat. I'm more worried about Kay's ability. Kenny Payne can't get anybody. He don't want to use NIL. He doesn't do anything. We're taking his players right now, and DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw, someone that they thought they had locked up. I don't care about Louisville. Let him off the hook.
Oh, please.
Let him off the hook. Who cares? I don't care.
You don't believe that.
I do, too, because they're not a threat to Kentucky.
You don't believe
they're
that.
They're getting
that
their head beat in.
Yeah, since when do you care
December?
About them being a threat to Kentucky? You just want to see them in pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all it is.
I'm not expecting it to happen.
You want to see Satterfield in pain. He's not a threat to you this season.
Yeah, but him losing every time is going to make me laugh. And when Kenny Payne loses all the time,
well, exactly.
This is going to make me laugh. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But I'm not – like. I have conditioned myself to not think that the IRP is not going to do anything.
By the way, our guy Ty Spalding sent us some stuff from December
okay.
of last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I saw. I don't know. But I just remember like they just that was their entire process of what they were saying was we're not gonna go
10
after
months ago.
Well, I have a good memory from 10 months ago. I thought it was more recent than that.
Yeah, a few weeks.
It was
9 months.
And that's not even it because he didn't know what it said. So I just think that we just found no, it couldn't have been this because it's a guy named Greg Hansen and someone by the name of Jonas Pope IV.
One of the Hansen
Which is
brothers?
An absolute amazing name. What
yeah.
does this guy
Jonas
do?
Jonas Pope.
He's Associate Director of Communications at North Carolina State. Okay.
Oh, there we go. Okay, well, there you go. That's why North Carolina State didn't have anything happen to him.
Well, no, he's not part of it. He was the spokesman.
Spokesman. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, spokesman. No,
he did not give the one-year probation to his own school.
To Mark Godfrey.
I know for me, if my rivals could get in big time trouble and they didn't, and they beat the system,
yeah,
I'd be pissed. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I've had years of delight, Andy.
Not with
of
Kansas.
Them getting there. No, that's the one.
Not when Penny took away a couple, James Wiseman from you.
Again, he's not taking anybody anymore.
But he did. Look, that's what I'm saying. You want them to have the pain. They did have
the pain. They didn't play James Wiseman. They, like Jack said, that's their own fault.
Understandable, but specifically with Kansas, they didn't have the pain.
Yeah.
They won the national title through all this
BS. They're the ones I'm worried
BS.
About the most is Kansas. I don't care about Louisville's a non-entity to me. I don't care what they just lose, and they're sad all the time. That's all Louisville is. Penny's a bum. Like, we know that Penny can't coach, and he had good players. He didn't do a damn thing with them. So they're wallowing in their own. I mean, Penny Hardaway's class this year was what? Nothing. Like, his class is going to be what? Nothing. Like, those dudes aren't going to Penny anymore. The book is out on Penny. He's done anyway. That's our instead. He's already done.
Texas says, Rig, Louisville getting off is going to be your worst nightmare. It's the only thing holding KP back from raiding Cal's cabinets.
No, it's not. That's not what's holding Kenny Payne. Not embracing NIL is what's holding him back from anything.
Texas says, I don't care about Louisville from the guy who loses his mind anytime any Louisville fans anywhere have remote positivity or happiness.
No,
yeah,
I'm not expecting the IARP to do anything, and I'm not worried about Louisville as a rival taking anything from Kentucky basketball. Nothing. I'm not saying I don't want to see him
I'm not saying that they're going to get off the hook and Kenny Payne is going to start getting the players that Cal would get.
They think that.
I'm saying, yeah, but okay.
That's what they think. Okay. I mean, really, what do you want me to say?
Never mind. Texas says, Round Daddy has told more lies. Well, I mean, that's not the but Cerebral, you're not listening. That's not the conversation I'm having. The conversation I'm having is your biggest rival, we thought for years, could feel the ultimate pain. And then they might not.
They probably won't. And
okay.
I'm not going to get worked up about it. It is what it is. I'm not expecting it to happen.
What do you want to get worked up about today? What's on your sheet of lies? What are you passionate about?
I got a weird Wednesday.
If college basketball's
on
not
Tuesday,
not it for you today.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm not
what gets
passionate
you going?
About it. I'm
Keontae
just,
Goodwin conversation.
I'm just saying this is what I expect to happen. I'm not expecting the IRP to. I'm not expecting a postseason ban at all. Like, I remember having Pat Forty on here saying there's going to be like a 2-year ban possibly. Then he walked up and said maybe a 1-year ban. I don't think there's going to be any bans because the IRP, they're not handing it out.
Texter says, Round Daddy has told more lies in the last 3 minutes than most people do in their entire life. He's delusional at this point.
I'm not telling any lies.
Texter says, my God, Strebel. Texter says, Round Daddy's so full of bleep.
I'm not.
He cares about U of L.
I care about Louisville. Now it's your all's turn that you're not listening to me.
Texter says, Rig wants people to know he knows nothing that no one else does. What is that?
I don't even know what that is. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad we found that December of 2021 article. Thank you.
Thank you, Ty.
To Ty Spalding, who found Chris Hansen.
Yes.
Texter says, Rig sounds worked up. Texter says, is it losing a title the ultimate pain?
I was going to say, they've lost titles.
No, because it's stupid. You haven't lost a title. It's stupid.
But it is stupid, the embarrassment of the fact that they lost a title.
I don't think there's any embarrassment.
You don't think so?
No.
They put a big banner on O'Shea's, and it looked stupid. And everyone laughed at them for it. I've gotten my jollies and my kicks off of Louisville for over a decade now. I'll continue to do it.
So when DJ Wagner commits to Kentucky, I mean, it'll just be, well, okay.
No, like, I'll laugh at them because they're
that'll
all...
That'll be the show.
No, because... No,
that'll
I'll,
be the show. Well,
I'll laugh,
yeah.
No, I'll laugh at them because they all said for months that they were going to get DJ Wagner and laughed at me over it. And I said, he's not coming. No. And you're acting like I have no reaction to it. I'm giving you a reaction. It's that reaction that you're looking for.
Texas says, Strebel still believes that Kenny Payne doesn't use NIL. It's a recycled KSR take.
It's not a recycled KSR. He tells you he doesn't use NIL.
I don't know
what else
about
you
to, say.
To say.
I think he said that. I think he said that kind of on the record.
Yeah, multiple times in front of people.
Texter says, did Rig look at Card Chronicle today?
No, I did not. I did not see Card Chronicle.
That was a lie.
No, that's not a lie. I promise I didn't.
Texter says, are we really expecting consistency from the NCAA after whining for years that they're inconsistent? I can't win with people. I can't win with people. You're not going to the Committee of Infractions.
No, it's as different
as IARP. Let's just move on. Let's move
different.
On. No one's paying attention to me. It started with Jack not paying attention, and it's moving on. I just, you've been doing this for 5 years, and this is still, you don't know the difference? I mean, that'd be like me being a New York Giants fan and not knowing they play in the NFC East. What conference is that again? What conference are they in again? Let's take a break. Have you reached out to Justin Jeffries? Do we have a plan for Double J?
I have reached out, have not heard back yet.
That's not surprising. So we'll take a break, tell you about the fitness market, and we'll keep it going. I mean, I'm not going to do this topic the entire time. Some Malik Cunningham stuff today from Scott Satterfield. We'll get into a weird Wednesday. I got to give you that Stillman update at some point.
Yes,
and, there's a bunch of other items as well. So we got you 2 more hours here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.